This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The 31st. Good day. That's my dyslexia speaking. It's the 13th of July, and this is the DJV program, or if I were being dyslexic, it's the VJD program. Victoria could come first, then Jennifer, and then me last. Exactly the way it happens sometimes, but not officially. Anyway, so we're here to celebrate a couple of things today, including National French Fry Day. Did you know, ladies, the origin of French fries is more than likely not French at all? Of course, the French steal everything. Potatoes being fried in Belgium, a long time before they were fried in France. Americans, now if we get down to the brass tacks of this, you realize the average American eats 30 pounds of French fries a year?
And that was just last week.
30 pounds of French fries for, there are 300 and, what, 18 million Americans at the moment? And so multiply that times 30 pounds, and that's a lot of potatoes, man. The term French fry refers to the deep-fried slices of the potatoes, and nobody really seems to know where this all started. Sometime in the late 1700s, apparently, potatoes became accepted as food. Back in the 1600s, the Irish grew them, you know, the Irish, the potato famine and all that stuff. But the credit goes to the French, excuse me, for popularizing frying all kinds of foods, selling them on the streets in their frites carts. You know, the F-R-I-T-E-S, frites. Mm-hmm. You've had that, right? When you've gone to, you see the French fry.
It's fry.
Mm-hmm. Right. So anyway, there are a couple of versions of the story as to how they arrived in America. More popular one is that Thomas Jefferson brought French fries to our country. He was ambassador to France, spent a lot of time, went around serving potatoes, served in the French manner when there was a White House dinner back in 1802. And then there were stories about soldiers in World War I that were stationed in Belgium who took to a liking these potatoes, palm is a potato. That's the word in French, frites, right? Am I pronouncing it? You're better, Victoria, at French than I am. So you want to pronounce it correctly?
It's palm frites, that's it.
That's it, really?
But it's good that, you know, I mean, I didn't know that Belgium actually did frites before France did, so that is, it's good that the Belgian waffle got named the Belgian waffle, or else the French would have stolen that one.
Stolen that too, yeah.
The French waffle. Right.
All right, also today, it's Cow Appreciation Day, which is much more important to me, but it was coined by Chick-fil-A. Started a couple, three, 4 years ago, the second Tuesday of July. A lot of reasons to celebrate cows more than Chick-fil-A. Cows are wonderful. I was doing a lot of tours this weekend. We posted, or I did, and then Jay posted it around on the DJV show of me doing tours on the farm with one of my Farmall M tractors and the wagon that we have to bring people around to show them the cows and the farm and that sort of thing. And we always bring food to feed the cows. The cows are wonderfully gentle, really sweet beings. And I tell the youngsters who are afraid of them because they're big that you don't have to be afraid of them just because they're big. And I always give them examples, and I'll bring some old ice cream cones or bread or something like that that the cows will eat right out of your hand. And so they stick their nose into the wagon, and the girls, little girls will scream, and the little boys, if they're a year or two old, they'll look at the cow and they'll cry because they think it's something big. And that's one of the things that I really am trying not to perpetuate, so that people, when they come to the farm, understand the cows are beings and wonderful beings, in fact, that can be appreciated. So I have Cow Appreciation Day every day on my farm, frankly, and I think that people, it's not just, you know, it's I don't eat meat because the cows are my friends. And I think about it every time, even when I eat a piece of fish, I think about the flesh of that thing having been...
Can we go down this road?
Well, but that's what I think about. Right?
Okay.
It makes you sick, doesn't it? Think when you think about it. And then the people who are vegetarian lovers say, well, the same thing is true of a carrot. I don't know that I get that excited about eating a carrot. I don't think I am turned off.
Ooh, if it's cooked right, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay.
Oh, come on. The carrots scream when you pull them out of the ground, guys. Come on.
Okay, good to know. All right, so Governor Newsom cannot be listed as a Democrat on the recall ballot. That seems to be big news. Jennifer, why is that?
It's actually really this is great because it was a stoppage finally to Gavin Newsom making his own rules. So when a recall campaign starts up, the person who is being recalled is notified. And so Newsom, I don't think, took it too seriously. He said, all right, well, if there is a recall, I want to be listed as a Democrat on the ballot. And that's not how it was before. It used to be that they were nonpartisan races, so you weren't listing your party affiliation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he changes it. The Secretary of State at the time, Alex Padilla, changes a rule to his wishes. And now it is that recall elections are partisan, and you can list your party affiliation. Well, he forgot, or his lawyers did, to fill out the paperwork required to actually list him as a Democrat. So now that the recall is very real, it's happening on September 14th, he realized that he never put in his paperwork to fulfill the rule change that he asked for back in 2020. And so he tried to sue the Secretary of State, who he just appointed a couple months ago, Shirley Weber, and said, I want to be listed as a Democrat.
Couldn't have into a finer fellow.
Right. And so she's like, well, sorry, too late. So he sues her. A couple of other people got involved. So my friend Eric Early, who's running for Attorney General, was the lawyer in this case. Caitlyn Jenner jumped in and said, he can't change the rules back again. You can't extend it for him because he keeps changing the rules. And because they got involved with this, they put some attention on it.
Such an arrogant a-hole.
The judge
really
was forced
is.
To rule that he has to play by the rules that he set.
What an arrogant SOB. All right, so that takes care of him. Larry Elder, who is a broadcast friend. He and I first met each other in the 90s when we both worked at KABC in Los Angeles. His star has risen, so to the point, he's doing a national program and local program in Los Angeles. So, Jennifer, he's on your station. You do mm-hmm. the morning program for KRLA. After you do this, you do that. So what is the scuttlebutt about him running for the governor? Why does he
want... Well, it's been a worst-kept secret for a couple of weeks right. now that yeah, he's going to jump into about. The race.
Yeah.
But he made it official on his radio show last night, and it was really cool. Larry's a friend, and it was really cool because I know he's telling the truth when he talks about this process. People were approaching him, me included, saying, you got to do it. This could be your time, Sage. Run for governor. And he's like, no, can't do it. Why don't you run for governor? I'll be your lieutenant, is what he told me.
There you go.
He's like, we could be a team. But he decided to do it.
Actually, you know what? That's an interesting idea.
We have a lot of fun together. We have this weird bond.
Guy.
But
he's
doing it for the right reasons. He knows it's an uphill battle. He knows that another rule that is really unfair is that Gavin Newsom can take as much money as he wants, while the other candidates are limited to how much money that they can raise.
Why?
I don't know. There's like some PAC money deals that he can take. And the DNC is not going to want to have the narrative out there that Gavin Newsom, who is the most liberal governor in the whole country, is going to be recalled in the most liberal state. So they're going to throw a ton of money into this. Mm-hmm. And so there are all kinds of campaign finance restrictions on the other candidates. And so it's going to be an uphill battle. But all you have to do is answer question number one, which, do you want to recall Gavin Newsom? And if 50% at plus one say yes, then he's out. And it's very possible that someone who is a replacement for him only gets about maybe 20% of the vote because there's so many candidates. And so it's an opportunity.
It's all done the same day, right? The same election.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Same day. Yeah. Well, this guy is the poster child for arrogant politicians. I don't think I've ever come across, and I've come across some pretty arrogant politicians in my time, anybody quite as arrogant as this guy. He needs to be taken down more than one peg.
Well, and I don't know anybody other than the party who is saying we have to have Gavin Newsom in power. People are either apathetic to it or they want him out. So, you know, it's going to be about turnout and whether or not he can drive it. It's going to be mail-in ballot, so there can be room for fraud, too.
Yeah, right. Okay. California is going to pay victims of forced sterilization. There are 20,000 people, apparently, many of them disabled, poor, forced to undergo a procedure under the California, what is it called, eugenics program? How in the world is this?
They did this to females in prison, right?
Yeah, I think they did, 20,000.
I mean, eugenics was targeting minorities. I mean, this is what people were, I mean, this is probably one of the most prominent women. It was, what was it? Gosh, now I'm totally blanking from my rebellious women class, who was one of the, who got women the right to vote, was all into eugenics. Was it Elizabeth Cady Stanton?
What, women the right to vote in California or
the
around?
One of the suffragettes was huge into eugenics.
Eugenics is where you, if you are disabled, et cetera, but you've got maybe psychiatric disorders, that kind of
eugenics
stuff.
Eugenics is what they were trying to do to clean the race. I mean, it purified
genetically
it.
Defective people. That's how they, you know, they were sterilized. That's it. And it happened up until the law in California was enacted in 1909. So how many 20,000 people have
this been? Was a big priority of the Democrat Party of old. I mean, if you watch Larry Elder's film, by the way, Uncle Tom, they talk about how eugenics were put into place in this country to rid the country of dark people.
Yeah.
And, I mean, unbelievable that it's still a law in California. I mean,
till 1979. Wasn't repealed till 1979. So they're going to give everybody $25,000 apiece, right? Apparently. There are 600 surviving.
I was going to say, how many people are left? They didn't have children, clearly. Mm-hmm. So what happened?
Not many.
Oh, that's horrible.
It really is when you think about, hey, this is America.
Well, that's a pretty good example of systemic racism, right? Even though a lot of people want to say that doesn't exist. That was Hitler's plan, too. Eugenics was what Hitler was looking for.
Yeah, right. 18 after the hour on the DJB program. Here are the reasons to find your next hire using Indeed. The idea, the reasons are actually starting to add up. Look at the numbers. Instant Match, something that they have, searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resume absolutely fits the description you've written for the job you want to fill. They have 135 skill sets that go beyond the resume, helping you find the right candidate at your company faster. According to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers four times more hires than all the other job sites combined. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassle of going out to find them, all you have to do is visit Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. You can order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you at curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so
either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
After the hour here on the Tuesday DJV, I'll say it again, Doug, the Tuesday DJV program, Billy Crystal is trending, and we're going to talk about why that is in just a matter of moments here. Hold on.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to Novalift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a Novalift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, let's get to the home run derby from last night. It got off to a great start, I suppose. Well, it depends on whether you like Billy Crystal or not, right, Jay?
How'd Clearly everybody does.
Yes, right. It was fun, actually. So what's the story? We ought to do a report. I guess it is trending anyway. Who won the home run derby? It always happens before the All-Star game, which is tonight. So who won? Who is the big player?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Pete Alonso defended his crown. So this is the second year in a row, or the second home run derby in a row, I should say, because last year's was canceled, that he won the crown. Of course, Trey Mancini was one of the favorites as well. Mm-hmm. And then, I can never say his name.
Shohei Ohtani? Yes.
Shohei Ohtani?
He's a pitcher, by the way.
Yeah, he was the one that was favored to actually win this because he's the MLB leader with 33 home runs for the season, and he ended up getting out in round one.
Well, the interesting thing, or one of the interesting things that's also trending, is broadcaster Stephen Smith works for ESPN. Did you hear this story? He apparently took a shot at Ohtani. And somebody else, this guy is from, originally grew up in Japan or was born in Japan, came to this country. But Stephen Smith was making fun of his name, and his race.
That's not what was happening. Stephen A. Smith, he used him as an example, and it was a very poor example. What Stephen A. Smith was saying was that the MLB typical fan skews older, unlike football and basketball. And to have somebody who is so well-known in the program, in the game, in the league, to have an interpreter. So that's what he was commenting on, that players should take the time to learn English. It was a very poor statement, and
how many
apologized.
Times did that get watered down in various sources, various media, because it was taken as Smith should be fired because of what he said? And
it was Stephen A. Smith was, in my opinion, wrong across the board. He apologized. He said that he didn't mean to offend anybody. He didn't mean to call Kohlohane out in general. He was just using him as the example.
But he just did something else stupid, too. I forgot what it was, but he sticks his foot in his mouth with some regularity, it would seem. Although those of us who are broadcasters every once in a while, we have the ability to do that. Okay.
Yeah, it was a poor look for Stephen A. Smith across the board.
Right. All right, so Burger King workers, what are they doing? It's getting ridiculous.
There's a location in Nebraska, and just poor management. The general manager submitted her 2 weeks notice, and then when she was quitting, all of the other employees decided to quit too. And on the big Burger King sign where they put up those letters that will say what the deal is or the deal of the day or come get our nuggets or burgers or whatever, they put, "We all quit. Sorry for the inconvenience."
There you go. There's something trending. 28 past the hour.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Power your passions for less during Dell's exceptional Black Friday in July event. Enjoy up to $400 off high-performance Dell XPS laptops and desktops, along with next-level Alienware systems, all powered by Intel Core processors. Shop special prices on stunning Dell monitors, top brand electronics and accessories, plus enjoy free shipping on everything. Don't forget to ask for Intel when you call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
DQ presents How to Do Magic with the new Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard. First, grab a Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard from DQ. With soft-baked Nestle Toll House cookie pieces and world-famous DQ soft serve, this matchup is the stuff of cookie dreams. Then grab your red spoon, wave it over your blizzard, and dig in. That's a magical combination of two classic treats. The new Nestle Toll House Chocolate Chip Cookie Blizzard. Best enjoyed with someone special for even more magic. DQ. Happy tastes good.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cuban police are out enforcing the country's streets as President Miguel Díaz-Canel is accusing Cuban Americans of using social media to induce a rare outcry of weekend protests over high prices, food shortages, and demands for freedom in the communist country. President Biden will speak on voting integrity laws sweeping across America as trust in the system was severely shaken in the 2020 general election. President Biden's speech Tuesday in Philadelphia will be delivered at the National Constitution Center. Biden has called voting integrity legislation Jim Crow laws without giving any specifics. A sealed copy of Nintendo's Super Mario 64 has sold at auction for $1.56 million. Heritage Auctions in Dallas, Texas said that the 1996 game sold Sunday, breaking the sale price of a single video game. No details were given about the buyer. Super Mario 64 was the best-selling game on the Nintendo 64. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This day in history. Flash, 1943, the largest tank battle in history ends. The Battle of Kursk, involving some 6,000 tanks, 2 million men, 5,000 aircraft, ends with the German offensive repulsed by the Soviets. Flash, 1978, Henry Ford II fires engineer Lee Iacocca. Flash, 1985, Live Aid concert raises $127 million for famine relief in Africa. At Wembley Stadium in London, Prince Charles and Princess Diana officially open Live Aid. Flash, 1960.
This is a fruitful America, to a peaceful world for mankind everywhere, is the great senator from the state of Massachusetts, John F. Kennedy.
After discussions with all elements of the Democratic Party leadership, I reached the conclusion that it would be the best judgment of the convention to nominate Senator Lyndon B. Johnson of Texas for the office of Vice President.
New political and economic framework. Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal promised security and succor to those in need. But the new frontier of which I speak is not a set of promises. It is a set of challenges. It sums up not what I intend to offer to the American people, but what I intend to ask of them.
In Los Angeles, California, Senator John F. Kennedy of Massachusetts is nominated for president. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour now on the DJV program, Tuesday is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner in this half hour of the program. The EPA is letting, this shows you how completely corrupt some agencies are in the federal government. We talk a lot about the health people and how corrupt they are, influenced by the big drug companies. Well, here's the EPA that's been influenced by the big oil companies to let them frack. And now the fracking companies that are pumping a lot of chemicals into the soil to get the oil out, that's what fracking is. You drill sideways into ledge, granite, that sort of thing. And by the way, the pockets of ledge, the reason that they drill into them is because over the years, the oil that came from the decaying dinosaurs and other things that, you know, came about 65 million years ago, that stuff turned into a sludge that gets into the cracks and crevices of the oil. It's like oil shale. The oil sticks to the sand, and so there are processes that have been developed to wash the oil away from the sand. Well, fracking is more or less the same thing, but they have to stick various chemicals into the holes to eat away at the holes so that they will break more and they'll allow the oil to seep out so they can extract it. Well, apparently the EPA knew this and still let the companies use this chemical, which has now been linked to cancer, birth defects, because it gets into the groundwater in the area. So a reason, fracking in and of itself, I don't know that I've ever had a real big problem. I don't know that I'd want it to be done on my property. But this underscores how crooked, how corrupt these, you know, we all kind of worship, or not, we don't, I don't. I don't. I think the EPA is a bunch of best blowhards who have created a real problem in our country, trying to differentiate between what the real problems are in the environment and the phony baloney stuff. And here they have the authority. I don't know if this is done under Trump or Obama before him or whatever, but this is not. Somebody's going to get really sued here as well. They ought to be. I can see the ads on, you know, you see all these ads for the lawyers now for Mesopotamia or whatever, Mesolini or whatever that stuff is.
Can I join the lawsuit against ancient Mesopotamia?
Right, exactly.
I would love that. That would be amazing.
But, yeah, but you know what I'm talking about.
Mesothelioma.
Whatever. That too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this will be the next thing I don't come up with. All right, so there's that. Anyway, we talked a few minutes ago about what was going on in prison with the situation in prison, a number of people who are in prison, what was the number, 20,000 people who have various defects that were over the years have been eugenicized. Is that the right word, using eugenics? Well, now
Sounds right. There's
a report, because more and more women are being sent to jail. A story about a lady named Pamela Wynn, who was sentenced to 78 months for some kind of white-collar crime. She was shackled in handcuffs, and she was pregnant when she went in, apparently. They put the cuffs on a little bit tight, and whatever. Anyway, the bottom line is that she was, she fell down, she bled, abnormally, and, they didn't do anything about it. And so a lot of people are looking into, apparently these things are going on quite, they're quite frequent. You can see pictures if you Google these stories coming from Mississippi, Florida, California, New Jersey, where women behind bars are treated much more negatively by the men. They're treated as sex objects for sure, but also, you know, they've been beaten up. 80% of these women who are pregnant in jail apparently have the babies when they're born, birth defects or they're something. I mean, I guess I'm wondering two things. One of them, I'm surprised there are this many women going to jail. I don't know. I guess I haven't followed who's going to jail. But the way that they're being treated, so now there are a bunch of laws that have been suggested to protect women who are in 14 different states. There are different bills to protect incarcerated women. But now we're getting a lot of attention nationally to it. So one wonders, what do you think, ladies? You know anybody who's been?
You're the only person I've ever known who's been
arrested. In jail. Yeah, right.
Michael Cohen. That's it. But you
Wait,
and Michael
but you
Cohen.
Didn't know him. You didn't know Michael.
Oh, I know
Cohen.
Him now.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Anyway, I didn't see any women in jail the night I spent in jail, so I'm not sure what people are saying. What? Doug went to jail? What did he do? Is he a felon?
Doug was speeding and then popped off at the officer and got thrown in the tank.
I actually wasn't speeding. I was driving a truck that had different registration plates, and so as it turned out, the reason that I was arrested was because they looked in my record and they found an old driver's license from a different state, and it said that I didn't do jury duty, which wasn't true. I went to court the next day and I had a copy of the serving notice. In fact, I was the foreman of the jury, and so the judge was embarrassed. The police officer was embarrassed because I told them that. But these sort of things happen. But there were no women in jail. That was the point of the story. I didn't see any women there. But more and more you look at the arrest records, if that's what you do, and see more and more women. It's not that they're committing felonies like they're going in and holding up banks or, you know, going to the 7-Eleven and stealing food. It's just that there are more women got arrested.
Yeah, and how many women got arrested during the pandemic for shoplifting? And it was baby formula and diapers. I mean, and that breaks my heart. That absolutely breaks my heart. Yeah. And then they end up.
Well, but what do you do under the circumstances? How do you let it go? Right?
No, I know. I just wish that they felt that they knew there were more resources available.
If we think it through, though, if you think it through and you think about the impact of COVID and the Chinese communists who created it and let it go and what they did to lives all around the world and how it is that we are not holding them more responsible, you know, people say, well, it's too much of a shock to our system if we just cut them off. We have to figure out ways around it. And that's part of the taxation. The 20 countries that say we've got to increase taxes on global corporations, that's part of what they're addressing, so they say, creating a fund to bring people. It's just the leadership is so, we around the world, we have real holes, such bad leadership. And part of it is the reflection done, the news media and what it does makes it very difficult. Who's any good? There's nobody perfect. But there are a lot of good people that could serve well and who want to serve, but they don't want to put up with the foolishness from the news media.
Well, forget about the news media. Who wants the job? Who wants to have to spend, you know, you run for office, you have the best of intentions, right? Like, let's take a person who really wants to affect change and help people. So, and then you find out, and this is why a lot of people from the House only serve one term, and then they're like, I'm done.
Yeah,
because then you find out that 80% of your time, you're on the phone begging for money from constituents.
Yeah, rerun.
How are you even, you know, that's not the job that people signed up for. So a lot of people feel like Mayor Bloomberg has done a mix of private and public enterprise and civil service. And, you know, I mean, people like that, you know, they say, I'm not going to go back into elected office. I can do so much more good with my own money in the private sector. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to go through red tape. So we're not.
And Bloomberg is a perfect example
of
that.
There's no incentive for anyone who isn't corrupt to want to go to the swamp. Who would want to go to the swamp? You couldn't pay me to go to the swamp. Like people
like
say all the time,
experience.
These my parents, like, oh, you should get involved in politics. Why? I don't want to move away from
where I live. But that attitude keeps people that are good. You'd be good. I'd be good. I was going to run for Congress in Florida.
And why wouldn't you do
it? At one point. I didn't want to give up my radio career, and that's what you have to do. Get off the air like Larry Elder has done in California. You've got to get off the air. And I don't want to.
I don't want to move to D.C. and live in that swamp, and literally and figuratively. If I'm going to serve a community, if I'm going to be representing my community, I want to be in the community and talk to
doing
people.
Doing something local.
And do, you know, I know in the beginning everybody likes to crap all over AOC. Well, you know, because she spent more time at home in her district than other new members did. And everyone's like, oh, she's not taking her voting seriously. No, she actually made that promise. I'm going to stay in my district, and I'm going to hear what the complaints are. I'm going to hear what the problems are, and I want to come up with solutions with the people who are going to be affected by it.
Right.
But still, you still have to spend months.
Solutions she's come up with.
Well, you'd be surprised. In the Bronx, where she represents, people are very happy with her.
44 after the hour, the Yale School of Drama announcing that degree and certificate programs will be tuition-free forever, thanks to a donation from David Geffen, who has done so much good with all of his money. David Geffen was a very successful music producer, music entrepreneur. So he's given $150 million to Yale. The school, the tuition is $3,280 a year. So that takes away the barriers for entry. If you're a low-income student worried about trying to have this, you've got debt. Well, you don't have debt anymore. 15 years after the Yale School of Music stopped charging tuition because they got $100 million donation from another billionaire named Stephen Adams. So now the School of Drama and the School of Music do not have any tuition for anybody, I guess, right? Doesn't make any difference whether you need it or you don't need it.
You just don't have to get accepted. Yeah, well, because Yale drama is so difficult to get into.
Yeah.
So it's like Juilliard. If you get accepted, then, there's no tuition, which
pretty
is
cool.
Wonderful.
Yep. Where is America's fittest city? We'll find that out in a matter of moments here on the DJV program right now. Keeping yourself clean, clear through, and deodorized too. Starting with your nose, clean out the bacteria, the pollution, the allergens, the viruses, that are in your nose every morning and every night. That's what Navage does. The only nose cleaner with powered suction. You'll breathe more clearly. You certainly will get better night's rest. You'll feel healthier. So when you brush your teeth and you wash your hands, do the Navage thing in your nose. And it gets rid of all that potentially dangerous stuff that's in your nose. So especially if you got allergies like we all do, oof, man, you'll feel so much better. And this coming fall, you should have this because if we get rid of COVID, the flu season will be back again. And that all comes about as a result of stuff going into your nose. That's how it gets into your body, obviously. So keep it clean with a Navage machine. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Buy them at Navage.com.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
Hey Jackie, did the Gomez files come in?
For Lucy's law firm, finding the perfect Spanish-speaking paralegal feels like an unwinnable case.
The case documents are in Spanish. My Espanol is too rusty for this.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's see what's going on in the fitness department, ladies. You exercise, right? Keep yourself in shape. The annual ranking of the fittest cities has been released today. Guess what's number one? You want to...
Arizona.
Why would you say Scottsdale, Arizona? Just out of curiosity.
My friend lived there, and everybody was incredibly fit.
Really?
When I visited.
Hmm. You mean fit and muscular, or just... Toned.
Yeah, like toned.
Okay. Well, this is the American College.
It used to always sort of be like L.A., right? L.A. was sort of like the workout capital of the country, but it's not L.A. anymore. I would guess it. I think Scottsdale sounds like that's a good guess.
Arlington, Virginia. 86% of adults report exercising every month. So it's been named the fittest city. This is the fourth year. Number two on the list is Minneapolis. Number three on the list is Seattle. Number four is Denver. And number five is Madison, Wisconsin. How about that?
A lot of college kids in Madison, so that makes sense.
The bottom five, Tulsa, Oklahoma, North Las Vegas, Indianapolis. What's the difference between North Las Vegas and regular Las Vegas? Indianapolis and Wichita, where the fattest slobs in the country apparently live. Out of shape, horrible.
Apologies to anyone listening in Wichita.
I was just thinking that.
Big fat slob. 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now 53 after the hour on today's DJV program. At this point, in this hour every day, Chuck Curry joins us for movie moments, a lot of movie news. We'll see what we had some good news for people who are fans of The Black Widow. We'll see what that trend, see what we think, what Chucker thinks, actually. That's what's most important. Will that trend continue for this weekend? We'll find out after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Everybody rises to the occasion. It's almost like you got to stand up when you hear this theme. And I actually heard it a couple of times because the Paramount Network, which owns all of the rights to the Raiders of the Lost Ark movies, has been playing them, it seems, nonstop. I enjoyed watching a couple of excerpts for a while from a couple of the earlier movies. They were a lot of fun. Is there some reason that they're playing more of them now, Chuck, or what's the you got a reason for having us play the theme? What's the deal?
Well, today is Harrison Ford's birthday. He was born July 13, 1942. He's 79 years old.
Good Lord.
Today, you know, when I was thinking about this, what's interesting is we all know the story that originally the producers and Spielberg wanted Tom Selleck to play Indiana Jones and couldn't get out of his contract at Magnum PI, so they went with Harrison Ford. And then if you go back to 77, when he had the iconic role of Han Solo in Star Wars, Kurt Russell did a screen test for that. You have to believe they had to be a little intrigued with Kurt Russell because the guy's a great talent. So just right. think if Harrison Ford never got Han Solo, never got Indiana Jones, where his career would have been. If you, other than those two iconic parts, Air Force One, I love that movie. That's Witness, a terrific film. The Fugitive, yeah. a massive box office hit. Yeah. He was Jack Ryan in three movies. I like Clear and Present Danger the best.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a terrific career. Yeah. But when you get a chance to play one iconic role, he's played two, Indiana Jones and Han Solo, and he's 79 years old today.
And he won't do a movie for less than $20 million no matter what. That's his price. You want to hire him, you give him $20 million. Otherwise, he goes and flies his airplane into a tree.
Yeah, it's interesting how when they did the Expendables 3, Sylvester Stallone, he brought all those aging actor stars into that franchise. Bruce Willis
wouldn't do
it. Wants more money, doesn't do it, and Harrison Ford agrees to do it. I always felt that was really interesting that Harrison Ford agreed to do that movie, but it made it fly. I actually think the Expendable franchise is a lot of fun. Yeah,
right, it was, and really, Willis was stupid not to do it. I mean, where else can he make $4 million in 3 days? Come on.
Yeah. Bruce Willis literally has the movie come out once a month on streaming in a Walmart DVD shelf. He attaches himself to these really low rent movies.
Right. And if he's lucky, he makes $1 million.
Or with somebody else. Huh?
If he's lucky, he's getting $1 million for the movies. It's not like he was getting
a weekend.
Money.
He probably shoots it. I just wonder when he shows up on set, does he even talk to the cast? Does he bond, or he just reads his lines off a cue card and gets on a plane and goes? So it's very interesting. It's very, very interesting. I just want to point out, yesterday, if you look at the stock market, some of the theater chain stocks took a big drop, like AMC was off 8%. I think Cinemark was off 6%, because a lot of the analysts believe that the success of the numbers that Disney posted with Black Widow streaming, meaning $60 million worldwide, $20 million domestically, pure streaming profit from Black Widow off Disney Plus, is not good for theaters because it will solidify a studio like Disney's approach. Will just stand pat and say, hey, we'll give you movies in theaters, but we'll definitely want to put our movies on streaming too. And ultimately, it's going to take
a bite.
They
made four times as much money in the theaters as they did streaming. So come on.
Yes, but that $20 million that Disney got on streaming, that's money theaters would have shared. That would have went to theaters. That would have been $100 million plus opening weekend. So that is eroding their market share. And when you erode a market share like that, especially in this environment, it's not a good thing for theaters.
All right, interesting food for thought. Thank you, Chucker. Chuck Curry here, Movie Moments, a part of the DJV program every day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.